A few weeks ago, you heard from the Reverend Donna Scopper, senior minister at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. She talked about the reason she was going to attend the COP22 Climate Change Conference in Marrakesh, Morocco. Well, she went, and she's back, and she's just published some impressions on Religion Dispatches magazine under the headline, "It's Not Climate Change, It's Climate Chaos." And as promised, I'm happy to be able to welcome Donna Scopper back to State of Belief Radio. Donna, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So what are your most important takeaways from this conference?
Well, it was a very good conference. Ironically, the U.S. election meant that a lot of space opened up for other environmental actors, and China really stepped up to the plate. The EU, European Union, had signs up all over the place saying we welcome non-state partners. The buzzword was sub-national groupings are the people who are going to save the climate, not nation states. So I thought there was a new kind of democracy, a new kind of democratic participation, and also leadership from Asia that emerged very organically. That was my big takeaway, that, of course, climate deniers in the White House is not my idea of a good time, nor will it help anything. But the way people immediately regrouped was very, very important and significant.
Donna, how closely aligned are the various parties around the table on this issue?
Everybody is aligned on the problem. Everybody is aligned on the Paris Accord about 1.5 degrees being too much. Where we are not aligned is who's going to pay who for what. And that is a big, huge problem. That's why these subnational groupings are working on more local solutions. For example, what's happened in New England and Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island in terms of divesting from fossil fuels and investing in renewables on a regional basis. This is the kind of thing I think is going to happen all over the globe right now. Mm. The other big learning that I had was around that language of divest and invest. You know, we often talk about divestment movements, and what people are saying is don't talk about it that way. Talk about it as divest, invest. Mm. Divest from the old stuff, leave it in the ground, and invest in renewables. And the third big takeaway was the impact of women. Women's leadership was just everywhere in this COP22, whereas in Paris, it was pretty much a guy thing going on. Hmm. So I was pleased with that, too.
Sure. Did faith-inspired voices play a role in the gathering?
Yes. Bishop Andrus, the Episcopal bishop from California, was simply wonderful. I really thought he provided excellent leadership. Also, Fletcher Harper from Green Faith provided excellent leadership. There were some American religious groups. Since it was in Morocco, though, every interfaith service was 80% Muslim, and mostly Muslim women. Mm-hmm. So it was had a different feel than Paris.
Were COP22 attendees really concerned about the outcome of the U.S. election?
You know, the first day, yeah. The first day, everybody was like, in a, I would almost call it a state of hysteria. You couldn't have a conversation with anybody unless you said, look, I didn't vote for him, right? Mm-hmm. But then people, since it's so much more a global movement than a U.S. movement, I think I partly went for therapy just to get out of the United States and nonstop talk about elections.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to see that people were ready to move on and really were never that convinced the United States was going to do a damn thing in the first place.
Yeah. Tell us where the important action will take place next, and tell us what we should be watching for going forward if we want to be a part of it.
I think that the important action will be in the invest-divest movement, and I would say follow the money. And follow the kind of resources that travel to renewables and, frankly, stop fracking. leave the oil in, that's left in the ground. This is crucial. Because if that oil comes out of the ground, we won't make the 1.5 Celsius deadline. Mm-hmm. And that's terribly important.
So before we get off, what is your message to our listeners about this issue and where we're going and what they need to be doing?
I would say get involved. Do everything you can to support the people in Standing Rock. Write everybody you can today and call everybody you can today to support the people who are trying to stop fossil fuels in Standing Rock. It's important that that be a victory and not a defeat. And it's the strongest movement we've had yet, including the Canadian pipeline. I'm on a call every day with people out there. I just bought a teepee and some blankets to send and send money, follow it, get on social media, talk it up.
The Reverend Donna Scopper is a senior minister at Judson Memorial Church in New York City. We'll link to her article on attending the UN Climate Conference in Morocco, headlined, "It's Not Climate Change, It's Climate Chaos," from stateofbelief.com. Donna, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you briefed us. You're always good to keep us educated as we need to be. Thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.